But we're going to turn firstly to a statement that's come out tonight from the Irish Sports Council, saying it's disappointed that an agreement has not been reached between Billy Walsh, that's the head of the Irish Amateur Boxing Association's development squad, and the Irish Amateur Boxing Association in relation to the role of head coach of the High Performance Unit. And John Tracy from the Irish Sports Council is joining me on the line now. Good evening to you, John.
Good evening, John.
This is a very strong statement you've released today. Why?
Well, we met with the IABA last week. We had a meeting with them first, and everyone sitting around the table certainly agreed that they wanted to retain the services of Billy Walsh. And Billy Walsh has been under huge demands from overseas for quite some time since last February, and we were very much aware of it. And we wanted to make sure that we kept the most successful, one of the most successful coaches in Irish sport in the country. Here was a man that had sustained success over a long period of time, winning Olympic, world and European medals in boxing and leading our boxers into the ring and making sure they were well equipped and well trained and basically being a huge part of that success program. We know we don't have that type of ability. They're not 10 to a dozen in this country, so we need to keep that type of ability. And I think Darren O'Neill basically said during the week, it's like losing Brian Cody the week before the All Ireland, and losing a head coach the year before the Olympic Games, when we were about to enter a very important qualification period in terms of for the Olympic Games and for Rio, with the World Championships coming up and then the qualifications after. And we know Billy has tremendous ability, and we want to make sure that we do everything to keep him. On Saturday, we met with the IABA, and we met with Billy Walsh, and over a period of hours, we hammered out an agreement. Certainly, Billy was happy with it, and the indications at the time from the IABA were that they were happy with it as well, and we all shook on it. And then we got an email on Monday to say that they weren't putting it to the board, and that a subcommittee would be looking at a different proposal, which was totally and utterly different to what we had proposed. So really, really disappointing. We know that Billy is on huge demands from overseas, and we're basically urging the IABA to act decisively and quickly to make sure we don't lose this very talented man.
And just to let you know that we actually here on Game On contacted the IABA, in particular Fergal Carruth, the CEO of the IABA. He sent us back a small statement saying the IABA is not in a position to discuss individual employee relationships in public and would request that be respected. That's coming from the IABA CEO Fergal Carruth this evening. Now, at a close of business, it says in your statement here, John, today the ISC has received no further correspondence from the IABA. Are they in lockdown, do you think?
Well, we don't know where they're at the moment. We had an indication that they were going to go back and talk to Billy Walsh, but we've had no further update. We made a series of calls today and we didn't get a reply, so we don't know exactly where we are at this particular time. We know the clock is ticking. We know that Billy is on the almost on the plane, and the visa has come through, we believe, and we do not want this to happen. We're not the employer. We provide the funding, and we around this agreement have agreed to put all the funding required to keep Billy Walsh in this country, and we will do that.
Are you surprised by this turn of events? As you say there, you had discussions with both Billy and the IABA, and everybody shook hands on this agreement. Are you very surprised that this turnaround has come?
We are, and those talks on Saturday were chaired by Kieran Mulvey himself, and with loads of experience. And it certainly was an agreement that everyone seemed to be very happy with, and that everyone could live with, and all the parameters around Billy going forward for the next 3 years were agreed as part of that. And we're really kind of surprised that we're at this impasse, and that that we're basically urging the IABA to act decisively now and make sure that we don't lose this extremely talented coach. They don't grow on trees, and we need to make sure that we have calibre people like that, like Billy Walsh, that we need to keep them in the country.
Well, are you going to keep trying over the weekend to contact the IABA and find out what's going on? Yeah,
we'll certainly be trying and hopefully pushing this forward. But as I say, the IABA are the employers, and they're the ones that need to act.
All right, John Tracy from the Irish Sports Council joining us on the line here on Game On after that statement from the Irish Sports Council in regard to the IABA stance on Billy Walsh.